Pathologic causes of anestrus include ovarian atrophy, silent estrus, maybe delayed ovulation, pyometras, mummies, uterus unicornis, and cystic ovarian disease. Ovarian atrophy is probably caused most commonly from nutritional problems and is seen in very high-producing cows. Silent heat is usually more of a producer problem than a cow problem. Usually cows are cycling, but the producers say that the heats are silent. The only true silent heat is usually the first postpartum heat in a cow. Delayed ovulation probably isn't really silent or pathologic anestrus, but it is a very rare occurrence anyway. A pyometra, by definition, is a uterus filled with pus that has a closed cervix and a corpus luteum on the ovary. The pus then prevents the normal luteolytic mechanism from occurring, therefore resulting in anestrus. The fluid in the uterus is mimicking a pregnancy, so the cow will not return to heat. Treatment for a pyometra is to administer exogenous prostaglandins. A mummified fetus in the uterus also simulates a pregnancy, much like a pyometra. This simulated pregnancy also prevents the normal luteolytic mechanism from occurring, therefore again resulting in anestrus. Treatment of a mummy is to administer prostaglandin to lyse the corpus luteum. A uterus unicornis is when only one horn of the uterus is present. This is because sometimes the Müllerian duct fails to form. If a corpus luteum forms on the side ipsilateral or the same side where there is no uterine horn, then there is no prostaglandin release from that uterine horn. Therefore, there is no luteolytic mechanism and the corpus luteum persists. Treatment of this condition is to administer prostaglandins. If these cows ovulate on the side with the uterus, then they may become pregnant in the single horn and they may return to estrus. However, then they may also ovulate on the side without the uterine horn and become anestrus again. Careful monitoring is required in these cows.